It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president on Wednesday went to Indianapolis to push what Republicans are calling the biggest tax overhaul in three decades.
We're here today in Indiana to announce our framework to deliver historic tax relief to the American people. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country, and most people thought left our country for good. We want tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, tax reform that is pro-American.
Trump called the plan historic tax relief to the American people. It would lower corporate income taxes, cut taxes for small businesses, reduce the top income tax bracket for individuals, and scrap some widely used tax breaks, including one that benefits people in high-tax states dominated by Democrats. On MSNBC Thursday morning, former Obama advisor Steve Rattner pushed back on Trump's pronouncement that he personally would not be helped by the plan and that it would benefit the middle class.
One, it does little or nothing for individual taxpayers, a lot for business. Two, it would significantly increase the national debt. And three, it is really, really bad news for blue states, New York, Connecticut, California, that have high state and local taxes. And so on average, and these are all very rough early numbers because they haven't actually released all the details, but on average, individual Americans, in fact, would have a small tax increase, but certainly no tax decrease, while business still has $2.5 trillion of tax cuts. So basically $2.2 trillion of net tax cuts, all of it going to business.
On Thursday morning, after being pressed by officials from Puerto Rico and D.C. politicians, Trump temporarily waived the Jones Act restrictions that ban foreign shipping between American ports, which should help get fuel, water, and medical supplies to the U.S. territory devastated by Hurricane Maria last week.
And this morning, we have a bit of breaking news on the hurricane response in Puerto Rico. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders just tweeting moments ago that the administration has decided to lift or suspend the Jones Act. This is a 100-year-old law that requires supplies being carried between U.S. ports to be carried on U.S. ships. A number of Democratic members of Congress had called on the administration to waive that rule for now, at least for a year they wanted, in order to try to get supplies more quickly to the island territory.
Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello explains the challenges they're facing.
What we are seeing right now is the biggest event of devastation in the modern history of Puerto Rico. It's a perfect storm, if you will. The grid is completely out. Obviously, a lot of things depend on energy. Telecoms is down. Radio is mostly down in the area. We are an island, so assets are harder to bring by. The air traffic is clogged, so the quantity, the bandwidth of airplanes that's coming here is lower. So what we need is really all hands on deck, and we make that plea. But also to make sure that in the aid package, Puerto Rico is considered equally, that we get the funding that's necessary to rebuild, that we get the flexibility because of Puerto Rico's fiscal situation. We're going to need some money to operate a government and to operate the emergency that we, quite frankly, don't have in the box, and that we get a 100% waiver. The president signed a 100% waiver for 6 months, but this is going to be a long rebuilding process.
Trump's not happy about it.
Not right. You spent a lot of money on that charter plane. Is that cool?
I was looking into it, and I will look into it, and I will tell you personally, I'm not happy about it. I am not happy about it.
You're going to fire him? What are you going to do about it, Mr. President?
I'm going to look at it. I am not happy about it, and I let him know.
He asked about Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price's pricey proclivity for using private charter jets for his travel. The president offered no specifics other than to say he's not happy about it. When asked if he'd fire Price, he responded, "We'll see." The House Oversight Committee launched an investigation into Price's and other senior government officials' travels. The Health and Human Services Department's Inspector General has also launched a probe. Quinnipiac is out with new poll numbers, and Donald Trump isn't faring very well.
Asked in a Quinnipiac University poll whether Donald Trump is, quote, fit to serve as president, a majority, 56%, say no. 42% say he is. This as his job approval ticked up 1 point from August, now at 36% who approve, 57 disapprove. On the issues, Americans have slightly favorable views of his handling of the economy and terrorism, with approval at 48 and 47% for each issue. But about 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of his job performance on other major issues. 38% approve of him on both foreign policy and immigration, and 34% approve on environment and health care.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution, as our work is 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.